Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Little potpourri here before we get to Dan Zangrilli at noon to talk some Pirates on the day after they were officially eliminated. First, Justin Herbert, an ankle injury. Jim Harbaugh said today, feeling a lot better. The Great Easton Stick would start if Herbert can't go. But it sounds like it's going to be Justin Herbert. Tomlin referenced that game a couple years ago where Herbert ran wild on them. They were turning their backs on him in the secondary, and he was just taken off and completely running wild. So the less mobile he is, the better for the Steelers. And then there's this from Jenna Harner. Former Steelers earning nominations for the Pro Football Hall of Fame class of 2025. That means they're among the first in the, you know, the first round of many, many rounds. Hines Ward, Gary Anderson, Casey Hampton, James Farrier, James Harrison, and Mike Vrabel, who was a Steeler for a very short time and then made his reputation with the Super Bowl, multi-Super Bowl champion Patriots. What think you of that, Limitless Wonder?
I think the player with the best chance on that list is James Harrison. Defensive Player of the Year award, maybe the most memorable play in Super Bowl history? Maybe. I mean, it's definitely up there.
To me, it's the greatest football play of all time. Yes, including the Immaculate Reception.
I think the Immaculate Reception, which has its own name, definitely has more of a higher regard than James Harrison's interception.
I didn't say which one was higher regarded. I said which was the greater play.
I think it's the greater play, the Immaculate Reception. It's the greatest play in football history. Of any level.
Did I just come up with a hot take there?
Maybe the band on the
James
field.
James Harrison band is on the field.
Maybe that one's, you know, a good rival for it.
The Immaculate Reception is the most famous play. I think the James Harrison interception is the greatest actual play in football history.
I mean, you could definitely make an argument for it. The Immaculate Reception for not just what it meant for Pittsburgh, but what it meant for football. I mean, it didn't create a dynasty. Obviously, they won Super Bowl 2 years later. But it was the start of everything. And it was literally 22 seconds left, no timeouts, crazy deflection, ball not hitting the ground, no matter what Oakland wants to say or Vegas wants to say, whoever.
Yes, we all remember the Immaculate Reception, City Limits.
That's just the better play in my mind.
Yeah, I'm sure most people would agree. Yes.
Hines Ward, though, I think has a case. And he's been on this border for a while now. And again, until the likes of Torrey Holt. And so, like, here's some of the wide receivers. Anquan Boldin, Antonio Freeman, Torrey Holt, Chad Johnson, Brandon Marshall, Jordy Nelson, Demaryius Thomas, Reggie Wayne, Roddy White.
See, there's a log jam there.
Who is Hines Ward not better than in that instance? I'd say Torrey Holt probably better over the course of his career.
Strictly catching the ball.
Reggie Wayne.
But there's more to the job. And when I talked to Peter King this was now 10 years ago at least, he said unequivocally he would vote, and has, I'm sure, for Hines Ward to be in the Hall of Fame because he was the greatest blocking receiver of his era for a team that ran the ball better than anybody else during his era. That's significant.
Right.
But then it's funny to me that people, and I've made this argument a trillion times on this show over the years, it's funny to me that people say Hines doesn't have the numbers. He caught 1,000 passes, over 80 touchdowns, I believe. And then in the postseason, he started 16 postseason games, which is the equivalent of one season during his era, 85 touchdowns in his career. So 1,000 catches for 12,000 yards and 85 touchdowns. And then in the playoffs, with the equivalent of one season, 16 playoff starts, Hines has 80-some catches, I believe. No, 88 catches for 1,100 yards and 10 touchdowns in the playoffs. Playoffs, 88 catches for 1,100 yards and 10 touchdowns, plus the little Super Bowl MVP. It really burns me up that he's not a Hall of Famer. It really does. Get him in there.
Well, I think he is as well. The fact that he's had to wait a little bit, I think.
No, he hasn't just had to wait a little bit. He's like, not going to get in.
I think he's eventually going to get in.
How?
But the longer
the
and longer.
Not through any means but the Veterans Committee.
The longer and longer it stalls and this process continues where, I mean, the game is significantly more pass happy than at the very beginning of Hines Ward's career. Would you say that in 98? It's a lot more of a pass happy league now than it was then?
You wouldn't know it this year, but yes.
What I'm insinuating there is that more and more wide receivers with numbers similar to his or better numbers are going to be pushed to the front of the line. And it's going to further stall Hines Ward's chances of making the Hall of Fame. I don't think he should. He's waited long enough at this point.
He's not getting in by conventional means, period. That's not happening. If he's going to get in, it's going to be essentially as an old timer, which is an absolute shame and a blight on the voters, in my not so humble opinion. What time is it?
11:40.
Our football talk here is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile. You can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. 50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township. Celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. And we want you back again and again to talk more Pittsburgh sports. Don't be a statistic. Get your heart checked by the experts at UPMC. Very easy to do. And you're in very good hands. Here's another hot take for you. If I had a vote, it would be a very difficult decision between James Farrier and James Harrison for the Hall of Fame. I have always said that James Farrier is a borderline Hall of Fame player to me. And I don't know how many people in history, although actually I do because I looked it up one time, have double-digit interceptions, forced fumbles, fumble recoveries, and sacks to go along with 1,400 career tackles, 98 tackles for loss, and 50 quarterback hits. Think about that resume. And people say, yeah, but Harrison got Defensive Player of the Year, to which I would say, okay, but James Farrier finished second one year by 4 votes to the great Ed Reed. A lot of that is dependent on what year you're talking about. This was 2004. James Farrier was a great player and a great leader for those epic Steeler defenses of the early 2000s. I love that guy. Good old Potsy.
He lost out by just 4 votes to Ed Reed in 04.
Yes, I
just
said
that. For Defensive Player of the Year. I mean, considerable season that he had. And I think the case is maybe better for Hines Ward than it is for Farrier.
I agree.
But he's definitely somebody that you could argue, probably more of a Hall of Honor guy than a Hall of Fame player.
I mean, the thing about the Hall of Fame is it's become the Hall of the Very Good, and he was very good. I watched the Orange Crush defense when I was a kid with Randy Gratishar. He was a defensive player of the year 1 year, and he made the Hall of Fame. I think James Ferrier was every bit the player that Randy Gratishar was. Again, double figures in interceptions, forced fumbles, fumble recoveries, and sacks. That's a hell of a deal right there. 70 passes defense in his career. He was a great all-around linebacker, or at least a very good one. At least a very good one. And as I said, that's what it is these days.
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
It's the hall of the very good. If it were me and I was choosing halls of fame, it would be the greats of the greats, but that wouldn't make for a very good TV show every year because you might get zero or one guys in.
Like baseball.
Yeah. It would be very difficult. So I get it. You know, it really is like everything else in sports about television and money in the end. So a bunch of guys who were very good get in. And I do agree. Was it Dion a couple of years ago who said there should be a different level for the truly the gods of the game? You know what I mean? I do agree with that.
Like they should be there on the top floor at Canton?
Yes. Yeah, the top floor. Ron and I did a great show at Canton 1 year. That was a lot of fun. And that was last year. It was one of our last shows together.
I had never
been there. Have you been there?
I have, yes. A couple of years ago I went.
It's really breathtaking.
I got a chance to wear one of the Steelers Super Bowl rings.
To walk into that room and see those busts. It's like Toy Story. You can imagine, you know, when the lights go out at night that they come alive and talk to each other.
That's really cool. And they have a presentation of Joe Namath talking to you in like a makeshift locker room.
We saw that, and that's Ron's hero.
Yeah.
It was a hologram, right?
Yeah, it's a hologram. And there's lockers with old players' jerseys all around you, like Jim Brown was, I think, in there, Dan Marino. Yeah, really cool experience. I mean, I've been to the College Football Hall of Fame. That's really cool. But the Pro Football Hall of Fame is on another level. There is, I mean, the level of detail that goes into it. You walk around the Pro Football Hall of Fame, and it just keeps going. You're like, you don't say, when is this going to end? But you wonder, this just keeps going on and on and on. It's awesome.
I will say this. Some of the busts don't look anything like the person. There was one, I forget which player, it looked like a bust, more a bust of Mulsey than it did of the actual player. It was unbelievable.
Like Troy Polamalu's bust, his face doesn't necessarily look like him. Obviously, the hair does.
Yeah. Have you seen the little wood etchings of all the fan hosts in here?
Yes, I have.
The one of Mulsey, it looked like the guy just quit at the end and said, I'm going to look at it right now. It's unbelievable. The other ones are extremely detailed, in great detail. And then Mulsey, it looks like a hard-boiled egg that he put a mouth on. It's unbelievable. Did he just stop? Did was the shift over at that point?
I know they've talked about this before on the air. And is Mulsey necessarily pleased with that? I don't necessarily think so. But yeah, he looks like Easter came a little bit early. And a nice little egghead.
Mulsey egg. It's incredible. How would you like to do a little mailbag limits? That would be exciting.
Oh, I'd love to dive into a mailbag. It's universally read.
Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. 2024 Chevy Silverado 1500, 1.9% financing up to 36 months with approved credit through GM Financial. Full terms at sunchevy.com. High is 77 today with cloudy skies. Dan Zangrilli coming up next. We have a new intro for him that's very exciting. Pirates eliminated from the playoffs officially. Where do we go from here with the GM, with the manager? John Parato is on the record with us saying that Terry Francona might well be interested if this job became open. What does Dan make of all that? All right, to the mailbag. You ready, Limits? Because we have some very interesting things.
I'm quite ready. We have to make sure we get Dr. Zangrilli in at noon because he has a meeting at 12:20. Just so you know, a little behind-the-scenes action going on.
Yeah, that's why I said Dan Zangrilli at noon.
I know.
What is going on here?
I'm ready for the mailbag.
The irony of that is that you just wasted time in an effort to keep me from wasting time or going over time. You just took up time in an effort to keep me from taking up time.
Now you're taking up more time.
It's very ironic, isn't it?
It very much so is.
Barry Sherry asks, and it's a wonderful name, isn't it?
Yes, I highly agree.
Could be Sherry Barry. I hope you're doing well. Is the starting QB for the 25 Steelers currently on the roster? Limits, please answer that and answer it succinctly.
51% of me says, yes, Justin Fields will be next year's starter. 49% of me says, no, they will pivot once again and draft a rookie. I'm not very confident, but I will say Fields.
I said thank you, Dr. Sherry, for the question, and I think his name is Justin Fields, just like you, except I'm a little bit more sure of that. I think that Tomlin is quite enamored with this man, and if he improves, you know, the key question with Justin Fields is how is he going to perform when the Steelers need to score? That's it, in a nutshell. And we're going to find out. Next up is a man named Jay Crossland 895. I have no idea what that means. Bless you, Joe, he says. The Steelers' offense in the second half in Denver put on a performance that Bishop Sycamore would have been embarrassed by. Is it more a symptom of the head coach's conservative approach, or do they just not have the talent to get it done? Should I be optimistic, says Dr. J.
I think both can be true, Joe. I mean, did Justin Fields miss some throws in the second half? Yeah, but
both of what can be true?
Maybe they don't have the talent, and also, I mean, they don't have the wide receiver talent. We're not doubting that. And Broderick Jones right now, with his talent, is not putting it out there on full display on the field. And they also seem pretty conservative in that second half, not stretching the field and not opening it up to the middle of the field and not seemingly wanting to do anything but try to run the football and burn the clock.
I agree with every syllable you just uttered. They made Matt Canada look like Bill Walsh in the second half of that game, but the whole idea was simply, they might as well have knelt on the ball 20 times in the second half, and they still would have won, by the way. I do find it curious, as I mentioned to Jay, this Cordarrelle Patterson obsession that Arthur Smith seems to have. I thought it was a very odd time to put Cordarrelle in the game when you had two healthy, good running backs. But maybe that's just me. Another person weighs in on Sidney Crosby. This is Coach C, he calls himself. Bonjour, Monsignor Starkey. First time I got that one. Sidney Crosby took the usual hometown discount to stay here. Good news for us, and it's certainly commendable. But in terms of winning another cup, do you think he made the right decision staying here? And would you have done it? Go ahead, Limits. Answer that very succinctly.
If I wasn't Sidney Crosby, I think it'd be a lot easier if I was a player who wasn't a top five guy all time in the sport. But no, if I was Crosby, yes, I would stay with the Penguins. I think it's important being a one jersey guy just for the legacy, your own legacy. And that means something to Crosby. That means something to me in observing sports. I like players who are just one team guys, and you want to play with your friends. That's what Crosby's basically been saying and been requesting with Letang and Malkin. They have to get it done. They have to break through again. But if I was Crosby, yeah, I'd keep it the same.
Would I have done it? No, I would have gone for the money. Most people do, but most people aren't Sidney Crosby. You heard, God bless me, somebody earlier mentioned loyalty. And yes, that's true. Loyalty? Not as huge of an ego as a lot of other A-list stars in sports. A fierce desire to win at any cost, literally at any cost, like he saved them, what, $50 million? It's going to be something like that by the time his career ends. He's the 42nd highest paid player in the NHL. As far as having a better chance to win a cup elsewhere, of course there are teams that he could go to where the chance would be better. Of course there are. But I still think this can be a pretty good team. A, I agree with you about the legacy. B, that's very important to Sid. And he's done it all. He's already done it all. He's won three cups here. He's won gold medals. He's won every award under the sun. So might it be different if he had never won? Yeah, probably. But he's won a ton. That rhymed. So this all makes sense to me that he would want to preserve that legacy of being a one-city guy, and he's already won everything there is to win. And I'm not so sure the Penguins won't have a good year. I mentioned that off the top of the show as they begin camp today. I think that's a pretty good roster.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.